Lending in the state has declined due to less demand and fewer qualified borrowers. Kurt Bauer, president of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, says that banks want to lend, but
There are just so many factors outside of the banking industry's control right now that influence our ability to lend, whether it's increased operational costs that affect capital ratios or the regulatory pressure to scrutinize potential new customers.
According to the FDIC, Wisconsin banks had a combined net loss of $84 million for the quarter ending June 30th. Bauer says it's the decline in commercial lending that's especially tough.
Businesses are not expanding. They're preserving their capital, and they're being very cautious and prudent, trying to weather the economic downturn. So they're not seeking additional capital from banks. And then some businesses that are seeking capital loans are not qualified because of devalued collateral or because their cash flows no longer make them creditworthy.
And delinquencies are up. According to the American Bankers Association, consumer delinquencies in the first quarter of 2009 rose about 3% nationally. Jim Kopp, first vice president of Madison-headquartered Anchor Bank, says the economy is to blame.
Lately, a majority of it is a loss of income or a reduction in income. And this is something that we haven't seen in the last 10 years.
Kopp says the reason consumers used to default on their loans were because of the death of a borrower, a change in marital status, or people borrowing beyond their means. Kristen Durris, Wisconsin Public Radio.